Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are talking about the ARC Advocacy Network because being well informed is so important in order to make important decisions as we move through life. And it's no different for those with disabilities and their families. But navigating through that information, or even knowing what to ask, can be a challenge. But the ARC Advocacy Network is here to help. The outstanding people who work in this department at the ARC of Indiana provide information and guidance on Indiana's Medicaid waiver program, employment, community living options, or help with navigating private insurance, and so much more. For a look inside the ARC Advocacy Network, we are joined by Grant Officer Jill Smith.
Hello.
How are you?
Just fine.
Good. I am so glad to have you here. So let's talk a little bit about the network. What are your programs? What do you focus on? Things like that.
I think most people are familiar with the calls that we take here at the ARC Network. And it's families, individuals that just have questions about the services that they're trying to navigate. It could range from learning more about a disability to some of the benefits that may be offered in the community, to waivers, employment, and community living, everything that you mentioned. We also operate My Life, My Choice from the office, which has been fantastic. It's a peer-to-peer program. Self-advocates are learning to interview people who are currently residing in nursing homes who may have developmental disabilities, and just asking them about their life choices. They do a personal inventory with them. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What things do you do and get to do in the community? Do you have access to those things? Are you making your own choices? Mm-hmm. And help walk through all those questions with them. And then at the end, we review exactly what are their choices. Do they want to continue living in the nursing home? Are there other options available to them? And again, that's all peer-to-peer led, and the conversations are just amazing when you get to hear them.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about what you were talking about, a little bit of the calls that you get, the concerns. What type of help or assistance does the network provide as far as concerns that people have?
Our biggest help for families is getting them connected with the right people. If they call and identify an issue, maybe it's an issue about school resources or what's happening at school with their child with a disability, giving them the information that they need, the facts, the laws, and here's the how-to part. This is where you go next. And being there for ongoing support. So not just giving them the resources, but doing the follow-up, making sure that that family gets what they need. And that's true for all of the calls that we get, whether they're asking to navigate benefits like Social Security or wanting to know more information about Medicaid waivers or employment issues. Many of those come up. Housing issues, what's going to happen next with my loved one? Those kinds of questions always come up, and we always try and give the family as many resources as we can. And if they call with multiple problems, we may do step by step. We're going to address this first, let's tackle this next, and move through the gamut of questions that they have.
Yeah, and in addition to fielding these calls, which you're great at, you also help organizations, so on and so forth, with presentations. So talk about those.
Sure. We can tailor, if someone calls and they have a need to learn more about disability language or disability issues, we're happy to make that presentation. But sometimes agencies call or companies call and say, we have this issue and we have to tailor our presentation. We're always happy to do the research and run it back by that company to make sure it's meeting their needs, and we're happy to do that for them.
Sure.
Schools, sometimes we may do a presentation, they say that would be great, but can you adjust it so high school students can get all the information they need?
Sure.
Certainly, we will do that. But we can talk about benefits that are available, waivers, Social Security, anything, disability language, employment. What does it mean to be a self-advocate when we're talking to those 14, 15-year-old folks that are just getting a taste of, I need to learn how to do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we give them a how-to presentation.
Yeah.
And it's nice because those presentations themselves are provided by self-advocates. So again, it's that peer-to-peer.
Now, tell me, members of the group, in the network team have had family members with disabilities. So tell me about how your life experiences with family members have helped you in helping families and caregivers and so on and so forth.
I think having family members with disabilities gives you a different world of experience, because not only are you learning and educating about the systems that are available, but you have the background knowledge where you could say, oh, I can remember being there when our whole world seemed like it was going to crash, and I just needed to get this done, and somebody told me I had to apply for Social Security, get a waiver, and they gave me a list that was overwhelming. So I think we feel and think about those things as we're answering family questions and maybe help them prioritize. Okay, let's tackle one thing at a time. This isn't really as hard as it seems, but it's just going to take a little bit of time. And I think if you've lived it and walked it, your responses are provided differently than someone who hasn't had that experience.
Sure. And talk about those experiences where you help people, where you understand the impact and help that you're really helping families to navigate through this. Share experiences.
Working with a young girl who was in high school, just getting on the waiver. Mom was incredibly nervous, so I attended that initial planning piece that we did. And this is years ago, but still it comes to mind. And I talked to the girl who was probably around 16, 17. I said, eventually you're going to want to move out on your own. And her face just had the look of fear because she couldn't even fathom doing that. And I said, well, that's something we need to think about is future planning. She is now 30 and she is now in a supported living situation.
Oh.
And she has a community job. She actually works for us part-time.
Sure.
And it all started with that one little seed. We need to be thinking about this. We need to be working towards something. And just to see it come full circle where someone's out in the community and successful and doing well.
Sure.
It makes an impact on you because you're like, okay, I did do the right thing. We do need to keep encouraging more independence and giving families options and choices.
Well, you guys are excellent at it for sure. So let's talk about how people can contact you and set up presentations, things like that.
They can call into our 1-800 number or send an email, or we have forms that you could fill out online requesting all those things. Those are all different ways to contact us, and we get right back with you. And like I said, we could adjust most of those presentations to meet your needs, whatever they are.
Jill, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us about the ARC Advocacy Network. You guys are great.
Quite welcome.
And just visit www.arcind.org, where you can find more information about the ARC Advocacy Network programs and services, how to stay connected and informed through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the ARC of Indiana e-newsletter. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. I hope you have a great day. Bye-bye.